morning, Don's Copiers.
Hi, is Steve there?
This is he.
Hey, Steve, this is Megan with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I don't know if you remember, we spoke a few months back about equipment financing or working capital. You said if you guys did need anything, it'd probably be around June or July. So I just want to give you a call, check up, and see if you had any needs coming up.
Right now, I don't have anything. What I'm thinking about is schools and having to buy some used stuff because none of them are going to be able to afford to buy anything new this year.
Sure.
So to keep some of them whose leases are expiring, I think we may, you know, have to buy some used equipment and put in there on a cost per copy basis in order to keep them. But we haven't really got that far along yet.
Okay.
So I don't know at this point, you know, what I'm going to need, what I'm not going to need, if I'm going to need anything. But so I don't have any more information for you today than I did last time we talked. But that is something that's coming. I mean, we'll have to get that done. You know, they're all closing out their physical year. So after July 1st, they'll start looking towards next school year, see what their budget is. I don't think the state's actually passed a budget yet, so none of them know exactly how much money they're going to get. They just know it's going to be significantly less than last year. So everybody's
sure.
Kind of in a holding pattern right now.
Sure. Makes sense. So they have to kind of wait to see what their budget is, and then they have like some sort of a contract with you or something? Is that how that works?
Yeah. I mean, basically because of the price of a barrel of oil and that being the main thing that drives Oklahoma's economy, the state, just for the education part of it, is in a $1.3 billion hole.
Wow.
So they're going to be short-funded $1.3 billion next year. And they've basically borrowed and stole from everything that they can just to fulfill the budget from last year because the income for January, February, March, April wasn't what they had projected it to be. So they basically begged, borrowed, and stole from everybody they can just to fill last year's budget. So it's kind of a dire strait situation right now for state government and especially schools. So we've got some that their lease contracts are coming up, and typically they would probably just renew and we'd put all new equipment in there and go down the road. But this year they're going to have to look at making some serious cuts. They're already talking about letting different people go and cutting teachers and everything else. So one of the first things that they'll probably look at is going to be copies.
Yeah.
And copier costs. So they'll be looking to make some cuts there. And, you know, with all the competition I have here, different people want to do different things, I'm afraid we're gonna end up losing a couple of our school districts because at some point it's just not worth doing. We can't make money. I feel their pain and understand their decision. But, you know, at the same time, I got to make money too. So
right, makes sense.
So we gotta wait until they get their budgets and see what they're gonna do. And you know, some of them, if they're gonna tell us that they can't, you know, renew with new equipment on a new lease, you know, that they need to figure out a way they can drop that $1,500 to $2,000 a month lease payment or something like that, then you know what we're gonna counter with is, well, we'll bring in this used equipment. We won't charge you anything for the equipment, but your cost per page is going to be a little bit higher or something like that. So, you know, see if we can make a deal with them from that aspect to keep them. Well, like I say, until after July 1st and they get their budgets and know how much money they got and don't have, then they're not going to be in a position to make any of those decisions. So.
Sure, makes sense.
They might draw me back probably about mid-July, maybe end of July.
All right, we'll do. I'll circle back with you and see how everything's going there.
Yep.
All right.
That'll be good.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. Thank you. Bye-bye.